Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the tremendous growth of online grocery shopping and what it means to beef.
Absolutely. Online grocery and meal ordering has grown tremendously and is only expected to continue growing in 2022 and beyond. More than 67% of consumers are buying groceries online for delivery or pickup. The Beef Checkoff implements e-commerce advertising campaigns with major retailers to accelerate sales of fresh beef. We have seen significant sales results with such promotions where every dollar we have invested has moved $41 of incremental beef sales. Additionally, our ads have helped encourage active online shoppers who hadn't previously purchased beef online to put beef in their online cart for the first time. Overall, online grocery ordering is here to stay, and the Beef Checkoff is committed to getting beef messaging in front of consumers, whether online or in person.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about how your Beef Checkoff is working for you, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cattle futures are searching for direction, and that direction seemed to be a continuation of the overall trend higher. Futures have a way to move back to new highs, but there certainly seems to be support under the market. Cash has not yet traded this week and is not expected to trade today, as asking prices here in our part of the country have been revealed, while bids have not yet been posted. Concern for the week will be continued weakness of boxed beef, which was down yesterday $1.80 for choice and $2.10 for select. Hog futures look dismal right now, and for a period yesterday with February challenging the low, with the rest of the contracts making fresh lows. However, contracts were able to find footing as some short covering took place. Futures are significantly oversold, but have not been able to find technical or fundamental support. Cash was higher with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report up 55 cents, but that was overshadowed by another loss of about 86 cents for cutout values. Now, March Kansas City wheat trading 11 cents higher early today, proposing a second day higher after getting hit with a 29-cent loss Monday. Tuesday's weather brought more snow to Kansas and Oklahoma, cover that will be helpful as temperatures run lower again, sending single-digit temperatures into Kansas by Sunday, possibly staying there for a couple of weeks. The recent moisture in the southwestern plains has offered some limited help, but by no means has been a significant threat to drought conditions there. March corn's 1 cent higher early today, nudging back close to last week's highs, even as Argentina has more chances for rain this weekend and in the middle of next week. As mentioned before, it's difficult to expect too much rain benefit for a corn crop with a 5% good to excellent rating, but some recovery is expected. March soybeans trading about 9 cents higher early today, with soy products also a little lower. Now, weekend rains in Argentina, plus more on the way this coming weekend and in the middle of next week, are just in time to offer some help to poorly rated soybean crops. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
At the close, February live cattle up 37 cents yesterday, 157.85. April up 75, 161.30. March feeder cattle up 32 cents, 183.60. April unchanged, 187.92. February hogs down 47, 77.10. April down 7, 85.37. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Well, March is up 11 and 3 quarters yesterday, 845 and a half. May was up 10 and a quarter, 838 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March up 9 and a quarter, 743 and 3 quarters. Quarters. May was up 7 1/4 at 749 1/2. March corn up 2 3/4, 679 3/4. May was up 3 cents at 678 1/4 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.